This is Senator Bob Dole. Should a terrorist organization have its offices on U.S. soil? I say no way. What about Ted Kennedy? In a moment, we'll face off. Ted, the Palestine Liberation Organization, the PLO, is an international terrorist group. Its murderous record is written in the blood of innocent victims around the globe, from the Achille Lauro hijacking to the massacres at the Rome and Vienna airports. But hard to believe, the PLO has two offices in the United States, one in Washington and one at the UN. Well, I say it's time for them to pack up and leave now. I have just introduced a bill to shut down those offices. It's not an anti-Palestinian bill, it's anti-terrorism. Ted, will you join me in sending a bipartisan message to the PLO? There's just no room in this great land for international terrorists.
Right on, Bob. PLO spells terrorism, and no organization of terrorists deserves a single square inch of space in the United States to spread their poison. The PLO has slaughtered hundreds of innocent men, women, and children. Their atrocities have set back hopes for peace in the Middle East, dishonored the legitimate cause of the Palestinians, and proved beyond any doubt that members of the PLO are cold-blooded killers who will stop at nothing to get their way. America must not stand silent when nations such as Syria, Libya, and Iran provide safe haven and support for these fanatics. As the Reagan administration learned the hard way in the Iran scam, Bob, we can't negotiate with terrorists, and it's wrong to try. The hijackers, killers, and kidnappers of the PLO have no business operating any offices in the United States, Bob. And if the Reagan administration won't take away their welcome mat, Congress will. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on reforming our corrupt system of campaign financing. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.